Getting off to America. Ellen White had been successful in selling her home and little farm with its furnishing and equipment to the Minchin family, so there was little packing to do beyond her personal effects and the precious literary materials. These included the files of letters and manuscripts and the working materials for book production, and were taken in trunks as a part of the baggage. One article of furniture did go with them, Ellen White's writing chair with its swinging, green, felt-covered writing board. A 3-hour train trip carried them to Sydney. With Ellen White were 4 women assistants, Sarah McIntyre, Marion Davis, Sarah Peck, and Maggie Hare. The W.C. White family numbered 7, himself, his wife, May, his 2 older daughters by his first marriage, 18-year-old Ella and 13-year-old Mabel, the twins, 4 years old, and baby Grace, nearly 3 months old. At the wharf they bade goodbye to friends and fellow workers, and were off to America.